Blog Talk Radio.
Please hang up and try again.
Sushi. Hey, Mark.
Hola.
Hola. Sitting around the dining room table having a couple of adult beverages. And we've got Haywood on the phone. Hey, Bill.
What's up, boys?
All right, man. And 3-2-1, is that, it's either D or Chuck. Which one?
The female version.
The female version of D or Chuck. R-D.
Hey, I'm doing good. Tired, but good.
Can you hear us okay?
I can. A little break up, but it's all right.
All right. We're running on the laptops tonight. We moved down to the dining room so that we could set up the evening. And
we actually couldn't fit both
of our heads in the small room where I usually do the show. So, but on the in the chat room, looks like we got Jag Yakker and... Got a couple of guests in there, and Aaron, welcome aboard. And we are on the eve. Oh, there's Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
Hey.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going good, bud. Going good.
Nice job today. Four reds on the board.
Thank you. Thank you. A little slow out there today, but it was fun.
But you got a few down, right? You got a few. Took some cord out and tied a few in, staked them down for us for Sunday?
I know where I want to take you. I just hope that you're going to be there. And, you know, it'll be a sight to be seen, let me just say that.
Man, Chuck, you make me want to go out there now.
Well, come on down.
Are you coming up on Monday?
I'm going to try. My wife's first day back to work after being on maternity leave, so I don't know. I'm going to play it by ear, because if she's having a bad day, you know, child withdrawals and that kind of thing, I may need to be here for moral support.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I wouldn't. You would never get a kitchen pass again in
your
life.
Never again.
But yeah, nice job, man. Four on the board, and... we're back up in the top 10. We had dropped down a little bit, but we're back in. We're going to have to get on to your Yak Angler team there, man, for Northeast. They're not showing up.
What's horrible is that that's my website. I didn't even know we had a Yak Angler team. So I'll go ahead and nod.
Got to talk to LC on that one.
We have a team? What?
We got a team? I was actually thinking that... Because the clone is feeling a little dejected. He's had his clone mask on now for like a week, and he won't come out. but I was thinking that maybe we should put a youth team together, man, and sponsor him.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. You got some youth down there? You got some...
Adam, perfect example.
Yeah, Adam. Right. Adam could lead the team.
Yeah.
He would fit right in. Just have to get him to shave. Right? I hope he's listening. He's going
to
be mad at
wear the shirt.
Do what?
I said he could wear the youth-sized shirt.
He already does.
Got any youths down there that want to fish?
Yeah, you're breaking up.
I said, do you have any youths that want to fish down there?
Not really.
Not really? Okay.
none that I can think of that would be on the wall enough to make it worth it.
Okay. Hey, Dee, how come you're so tired? You're so talkative.
Well, you know, on the water like Chuck was, unfortunately, my day was less productive than Chuck's. I was on a boat, of course. I wasn't able to present any fish for the tournament. But regardless, where we had gone out, there was no fish to be found. I saw one redfish fly off the flats, and that was it. And that was the flat that had all those black drums schooling up, and all the redfish were schooling up. But today, zero.
Ooh.
Yeah, great. Long day, long day.
You're in that noisy old boat.
I was supposed to call her, so, and I forgot.
You forgot to call Dee?
You what?
I said, yeah. I have to apologize to you, Dee, because I forgot to call you to join me today.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, sure. This is team membership, team playing, yeah. What are you doing tomorrow?
Working.
Oh! Well, I got a fish tomorrow, so send me the location you were at so we can put some more numbers on the board.
Absolutely.
You did call me, though, this afternoon.
Yeah, I wanted to give you an update on what all I did. Listen, I just want to tell you guys, just kind of a heads up, anybody who decides to come down to Mosquito Lagoon to fish with me and Dee, make sure you bring lots and lots of bug spray, because it's not called the Mosquito Lagoon for nothing. I believe it's probably the world's largest concentration of mosquitoes. So, I mean, as soon as you get out of the truck in the morning, they're on you. And they follow you for probably about a quarter mile, and then they kind of give up and just fly away. But for the first, 30 minutes of your morning, it's pretty much pure hell. So it's worth it. It's worth the bites that you will receive. But I'll tell you what, man, what I saw today actually got my heart pumping, and that's pretty cool. So it was pretty stellar. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of fish, and big fish. Just a little spooky. We had a lot of boats running up and down around the bank where I was at, but the nice thing about it is where those fish were, the flats boats can't get to. So perfect kayaking conditions.
How are the alligator situation by you there, Chuck?
I didn't see an alligator one all day long. And definitely bring your cameras with you, because you should have plenty of depending on the weather, you should have plenty of opportunities for really good tailing redfish shots.
And let's see, today's date is the 17th, so I want to make sure I put that in my camera, right?
hey, I got it right.
I know you did, brother. I know you
did. Yeah, and I'll tell you, there is a gentleman who posted a fish, and it says that his camera date is the 18th. I don't know how he did that.
Time travel.
Yeah, he's,
yeah,
he's
he posted a sheep's head on the 18th.
Really? We're going to have these guys on the list next week. So hold on. I think it's Dino calling in. Hey, Dino.
Hey, bud.
How are you, man?
Tired, man. It's been a long day.
Oh,
see? Everybody's tired.
Well, yeah. You know, we're listening.
Friday.
Yeah. We took the day off, man. We're starting the weekend early. Tomorrow's the day off. So, we've got...
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to do a quick announcement. We got the President's Day Roadshow, yakangler.com, Kayak Fishing Radio. We're going to be in Jacksonville.
Tearing it up.
We're going to slay some fish, man. We got friends and family from Jack's Kayak Fishing and the Irish Water Dogs are going to meet us there. So, we've got Jack Fishing this weekend holding a fishing program down in Perry at the Go Fish Georgia Center. Is that right, Dino?
That is correct.
What do you got? How's that turning out?
Seems pretty good so far. So it looks like a pretty good turnout.
Okay, cool. And you're going to have some of the guys from Fort Benning show up, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of the WTB, the Weird Transition Battalion folks, actually going to come up, and the DNR is actually going to let them into the center for free. So that should be a pretty sweet deal.
That's pretty awesome, man. So.
Yeah. We're going to have our very own River Pirate's going to do some seminars. I'm going to do one on some sheep pet fishing. Tony Pescador's going to do one on some electronics. Who else? Zach's going to do one on a tournament trail this year. Josh Ivory's going to do one on some bass fishing. So we got some pretty good seminars.
Cool, man. Well, hope everybody gets down there and get a good turnout, and it all goes to a good cause of working with those guys from the Warrior Training Battalion and Go Fish Georgia too. I mean, it's a great program and a great center too. So if you listen to the podcast, if you're listening in and you're in the area, you got a couple of options this weekend for Georgia kayak fishing, or you can join us in Jacksonville.
We also Sunday got the Southern Fishing Show too.
Yeah, the Southern Fishing Show. What's going on? So, yeah. All right. So, Dee, what did you have there? What were you going to say?
Nothing.
I'm sorry. I had to get some. I had to get some marketing in. I got to get some print.
Now,
if you're around, Real Kayak Fish, right?
Yeah. I just want to say, Chuck, you did a fabulous job with catching those reds, and that's why Redfish Chuck has that name. You know, he claims I'm great with the trout. The trout are great as well in terms of me catching them. But, you know, he's got big-ass fish up there, and anybody that fishes up his way, I mean, he got a 30.5-inch redfish, 29.5,
oh yeah,
24, and a 20. And I'm sure his arm was falling off all day long as he's trying to reel these guys in. And fabulous job, Chuck.
Thank you. And all those fish were caught on artificials, actually. So it was actually really cool. The big fish, let me kind of set up the story on real quick. I'll make this short and sweet. I put in at the same place I put in last time, Beacon 42. And I shot straight across out of the cut, where I told you to fish. I stopped there first, fished there a little bit, caught a little tiny rat, threw it back, and then took off across the lagoon towards the east side. There's a bar you come to right away, and there was a bunch of pelicans and stuff standing on it. Well, I come around the corner of that bar, and the water was really skinny, maybe like 6 or 8 inches, and there's nothing on it but just some mullet. So I keep going east, and then I go up to another bar, and a bunch more pelicans standing on it, and we're sitting there checking out the pelicans, and I look past the pelicans. I stand up, and I look past the pelicans, and 30 yards past the pelicans are tails as far as you can see. And big 30, 35-inch fish, you know, just cruising back and forth, just tailing all happy-go-lucky without a care in the world. And I made a good cast with the Bass Assassin shrimp, and watched him eat it. It was pretty cool. But every fish I caught, the four fish I caught today, I saw. You know, I saw them tailing, so it was good.
All right.
And that heart pounds when you see those tails.
Oh, yeah, my hands shake. I still get like the jitters. It's almost like buck fever. I call it redfish fever. It's just.
Right.
You know, I'm a really, really accurate caster, and I can make probably 9 out of 10 casts with deadly accuracy. But when I see a tail sticking up, for whatever reason, every now and again, I just throw one for a loop, and it's just like, I just laugh because it's crazy, you know. I've caught thousands of redfish, and every time I see a tail, it's like seeing it for the first time. You guys will see, hopefully.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, man. The bait down in front of them, and they pick it up, and they know they're hooked, and they take off, and you see that bow wave going through the water. Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Yep. A little real music there, right?
Tail up. If they keep their tail in the upward position when they eat, and they kind of stiffen up real quick, you can feel it. You feel like that thump. You just know you got them. You're like, I gotcha. And a lot of fun on that. On the light tackle, you know. I mean, like I say, I don't fish anything heavy. Everything I fish with now is 2,500 size reels and 10-pound braid and 12-pound leaders. So, you know, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, well, we're looking forward to it. We're gonna do the shows here tonight, and then get some sack time. Get up in the morning, probably grab some spicy chicken biscuits on the way out, and we are gonna stop at the Back Pro Shop in Aiken, and then we should probably be in Jacksonville sometime around 2 or 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Chip, be fair warned. They do not have a lot of saltwater stuff at the Macon Bass Pro.
What's up with that, man?
I'm telling you, they don't.
But
now they
so where do we
have,
need to be going?
Deal on some refurb rods and reels in the back. Yeah, sweet.
But they were like, what do we need for artificials, D, Chuck?
Don't worry about it. I'll have you covered.
We'll bring it all.
So you're going to be there on Friday?
No.
Oh.
Not for you, man. You got to go down and fish with them.
Well, if there's anything like where we're at, I mean, I would say just, you know, can't go wrong with Gulp Boys Works. And I know the Jacksonville area, I think, is kind of a stained water condition. So I'm sure the scent will help out a whole lot. Or Blurp, the Bass Assassin Blurp's also got some stink to it. But 4-inch baits. 3-inch baits, 4-inch baits, 5-inch baits, they all work. You know, I like a jerk shad, a shrimp powder, and a paddle tail.
I got my favorite. I like you ever use the peeler crabs, the Gulp peeler crabs?
They're good. You just have to get some weight on them. So get a jig head that has something that's, you know, like an 1/8 ounce or 1/16 or something so you can cast it.
You know what I use?
You could throw.
I use one of those the big bass hooks that's got the lead molded onto it.
Well, anything that has some weight to it would be good, but whatever you use, if they're spooky, don't go with, in my opinion, Chuck might not agree, but I don't go with a 4-inch gulp like a shrimp or something that's going to do some plopping unless you know how to make the shrimp kind of fan cast it and hold it so it doesn't plop into the water. Otherwise, I go with a 3-inch gulp shrimp or then like the Bass Assassin, anything that's light, easy, and just kind of falls gently past them and doesn't spook them out.
Okay.
What about some Redfish Magic, D?
I haven't tried that. Can't answer
really?
That.
All right.
I don't use Redfish Magic over here as far as the spinnerbait deal.
Right, yeah.
I do that more in deep water.
Yeah, so we're fishing super skinny, and we've got a lot of grass here. Like, see, I don't like the Gulp peeler crab. I just think it looks like a chunk of plastic in the water. It doesn't have any movement to it. So if I'm going to throw a crab pattern, I really, really like the Exude crab. I don't think that there's a crab on the market that has that much movement to it. The little claws move, the legs move. I mean, it really looks like a crab moving through the water. It's pretty cool. And I'm like you. I rig them with a big worm hook. Not a big worm hook, like a 3-0, or it depending upon the situation.
Yeah,
like
I like
3-0.
Yeah.
I can get away with a 2-0, but yeah, like a 3-0.
Okay.
And I concur with Chuck in terms of the gulp crab. I've had a bag of gulp crab in my arsenal for 3 years, and the first actual fish I caught was just 2 weeks ago with that.
You got some crabs in your arsenal?
molting. Molting crab on top of it. Yeah. I'm not a fan. I just tried it. You know, I was trying everything else in the world, and I thought I got to throw the crab.
D, that's what I said too. You know, I was just trying it, and I got him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what?
I'd like to make a shout out to Sweetwater Brewing Company.
I see the in the message
I
board.
I need a beer.
A 1/8 ounce jig and a paddle tail. I'll tell you what, 99% of the time that's what I'm throwing is a paddle tail bait. I love paddle tails. And DUA makes a good one. The Cal paddle tail is a great bait. It's got a lot of, it doesn't have a lot of tail action, but I'm not concerned about tail action. I want it to wobble. I want, you know, if a lot of guys will rig it and see that it's wobbling instead of running straight, and the tail's still moving, but the whole bait kind of has this flutter to it. I think, to me, I think that that draws a strike, like, even more than it not running that way because of the fact that it throws off that much more vibration. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Root beer and gold flake is a great color for my area. Chicken on a chain from Bass Assassin is a great color.
That's what Charlie was saying there on the line. Chicken on a chain,
yeah.
Saltwater Assassin.
Arkansas Glow or Arkansas Shiner, depending on the company. But like Bass Assassin, I keep going back to Bass Assassin, but just because the product works for me. And so does DOA, but the Bass Assassin, the Blurp paddle tail in a molting, in the molting color, the Drunk Monkey color, the pearl or just the white color, and then and also their new penny are deadly, absolutely deadly. And you don't have to jig them. You don't have to, like, pop them through the grass. You just, you know, rig, and I rigged those up on a 3-0,
right.
Fish and weep a hook. Just cast it out and just retrieve it nice and slow. It'll kind of hover right above the grass and just wobble like crazy. You can feel it at the tip of the rod. It'll wobble like crazy, and all you can watch fish come from a long way to eat that bait.
Well, I know that in some of the guys, when you see the IFA stuff, a lot of those guys are crossing over with some of the bass guys using like buzz baits and spinner baits too. So I guess it's, you know, something that the fish aren't seeing. You know, they're not being pressured with it. Dino's talking mirror lure. Are we getting any topwater action, or are we fishing deep?
By me?
I think that's right.
By me?
7. Hey, 727, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Rob.
Yeah, what are you guys sitting at the bar, man, or what?
Yeah, landing crew just got here, and we just went to Bug. Sorry, it's kind of, they're doing karaoke, so it's kind of loud in here. So I'm not going to stay on too long. But I'm just calling to check in. Landing crew made it quite all right. So we're
that sounds really bad,
how
man.
How you doing?
Rob,
yeah,
it sounds
sorry,
like daycare,
man.
Buddy.
Hey, it sounds like I'm at landing crew's house, right?
There you go.
All right. But, hey, I'm sorry. Everybody make it there okay?
Yeah, after about an hour to go 18 miles in Atlanta traffic, we made it here.
Nice. Well, I hope everybody's okay. If it quiets down or we get out of here before 9, I'll give you a call back, man.
Okay, man.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
You're muted.
Bye, Rob.
He can still hear you. So, I was going to go back something that Dino was talking about.
Jag's talking about the badonkadonk.
The badonkadonk. Oh, yeah. Dino, you think 18 miles in an hour? That's pretty good for Atlanta, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying we made good time.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people in Atlanta have a hard time going left, is what we figured.
So we got some new folks in the chat room here. We got My Yukon Life, Mark Lozier, Jag Yacker's in there, Charlie's on the line with us. Well, we're talking about, we're getting ready to hit the waters. Actually, we should be in Jacksonville tomorrow afternoon. The group from YakAngler.com and Kayak Fishing Radio. We're going to be staying at the campground at Little Talbot Island, and we've got a bunch of friends from Jacksonville Kayak Fishing and the Irish Water Dogs that are going to show up, and we're going to slay some fish this weekend. On Sunday, the clone and I and whoever else is yak wants to jump on the trailer, we're gonna head down, and I guess we're gonna meet up with D from realkayakfishing.com and Chuck's Kayak Adventures, and we're gonna meet those guys down a little further south, try to avoid the traffic from the Daytona 500, but going to fish the Mosquito Lagoon. Is that right?
Yep.
And don't forget our mosquito repellent. Don't forget the D, right?
Right. Otherwise, we'll hate
water. I usually spray it before I even get into the lagoon. You know, you stop in at a 7-Eleven or you go get bait or whatever your last prior entrance into the truck to wherever you're launching, spray up and then go.
So you guys don't use the match head trick, huh?
No.
Match head trick.
I had a buddy of mine when I was in the Navy. We were fishing at a lake, and we're all spraying DEET on. He's like, oh, I'm good. I said, you know, why are you good? He said, well, I ate two match heads. It keeps all the bugs away. About 10 minutes later, you see his arms flinging around like he's an orangutan. Run around because there's bugs all over him. So needless to say,
oh
the match heads don't work. His theory was something about the sulfur.
I have been known to put a thermocell in my kayak, though, before.
Oh, you know, I need
and
to get out of
and those work great.
I've got one,
those
too.
Those are those hunting thermocells, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I could never see any deer while I've got that thing on when I'm sitting in the tree stand. So, my Yukon life, you're from the Yukon.
He's right, though. He's saying DEET is the best.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, don't try skin so soft.
No, that only works for sand fleas. So.
It smells pretty, though.
Yeah, makes you soft.
You know, we want to smell good.
Right.
And get eaten by bugs. Your skin so soft.
I guess maybe it's like the, instead of biting you, they.
Right? Let's see, Dean
saying.
Oh,
no bananas.
No bananas.
I think we had bananas on both last time.
Banana yellow. Go home.
If you bring bananas with you to the mosquito lagoon, I will throw them in the lagoon.
We had bananas
you
last time we were down there.
You cannot even eat a banana and then come to the lagoon.
Oh, my gosh. How many hours do you have to not eat a banana before you're allowed to go fishing?
24.
I had to. I couldn't resist, y'all.
Actually, I'll tell you what. The whole banana thing is garbage. I put the theory to the test. My buddy snuck a banana on my boat a couple springs ago, and I turn around and look, and he's eating a banana. I'm like, really? Really? Like, we're 30 miles offshore, and you're eating a banana right now. Like, you're going to ruin the rest of our fishing day. Give me that peel. So I took the peel, I put it on a trolling hook, sent it out behind the boat, and no lie, caught a dolphin on it.
Sweet.
Caught a dolphin on a banana.
Where we could go with these comments, Chuck.
we got peeler crabs.
We got
crab
bananas.
Bananas. Yeah.
We got bananas and dolphins.
I believe Chuck was eating a banana. That's the last thing I heard.
That's the last thing I heard. So. And then, soccer dad there, David, is saying no banana boat sunscreen. Does that count?
I use banana boat lip sunscreen, so it's okay.
Uh-oh. It's okay? That's all right? All right, so we have it on authority from Real Kayak Fishing.
Mermaid says it's
good.
That is
correct. I use it every day, put it on 20,000 times a day.
All right. Cool.
So, D, how big was the pompano?
Yeah.
The pompano? Oh, you saw the photo, yeah?
Man, that thing was sweet.
It was 17 at the fork, and then I didn't realize that they didn't take the size based on the fork of the tail, and so the actual tail end of it went past 20 inches, and I was like, after I posted it, went, what the? Why wouldn't you measure to the fork? That's what everybody else does. And then this other guy was actually pinching the tail.
They gave you 20 for it, D.
Well, I put in 20.
Oh, okay.
Well, D, it's because the pompano wasn't jumping and you didn't get it in midair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you, I
was absolutely thrilled with that fish because that was an unexpected fish, and you know they school, so freaking out to begin with doesn't help that school any, you know, stay any closer to you. But I had landed that guy on a silver spoon handle. I had made a couple of these up from a long time ago, where you actually take the spoon handles of old spoons and you grind them down and you make yourself a little spoon out of a spoon.
Maybe that's what
so
it came up with
really,
the name, I guess.
It was fun.
The kid thought it was funny.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll tell you though, cutting that pompano up and prepping him for the grill was one of the best things ever because I haven't had one in a while. But man, those are good fish.
Like butter, right? Like butter.
Oh yeah, with lemon or lime juice. We put actual lime juice on there and the olive oil and I don't
some
know,
key lime juice.
But it was great, yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that, and it was like, that. I was just gonna move down to your front yard. It was like,
yeah.
Pompano, good grief.
Yeah, I called my husband. I go, Brian, do you want me to bring this pompano home? And he goes, what? Yes. And I go, well, we can sell it. No. There's some places around here that you can actually sell it to over-counter markets. You know, it's obviously under the counter, but
right.
You could get some pretty nice bucks from that, and that's why I made that one comment on Facebook. Do you have a clue how much pompano goes per pound? Whoa.
Oh, yeah. And that's good sushi, too.
Oh, my
real
God,
good
yeah.
Sushi.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good sushi.
You've never had pompano sushi.
No?
You don't
feel that good.
You've had
cheap-ass
sushi.
Yeah.
But see, that's one of the great things about the inlet. The fishing species are so diversified, it's ridiculous. I mean, I went in 3 days or 2 days, and I had picked up trout, redfish, black drum, sheep's head, pompano, and what was my other one? I had, like, a mixed bag of fish, and, I mean, it's fantastic. And unfortunately, when you get to the lagoon or northern Indian River, you're stuck with snook and trout and redfish, you know. You don't get so many unless there's something I'm missing. Oh, tarpon.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, just stuck with tarpon.
You know, so when you come to the inlet, you've got all
that's
this other fish.
Stuck with snook.
Yeah, it's just tragic.
No, actually, you're wrong, Dee. I hate to correct you. We only have, like, the snook population in the Mosquito Lagoon is so small that you can't really go out and target them. There's no concentration of them in the lagoon. It's one of those bycatches from trying to catch trout on topwaters, and that's usually how you end up finding the snook. They'll come up and bust the topwater. But we do have pompano in the Mosquito Lagoon and black drum, of course, and we get, like, a lot of mangrove snappers. There's a lot of grouper in the lagoon. So it's almost as diverse as Sebastian is. It's just I think that you guys have a better concentration of fish because you're right there by the inlet.
In one specific area versus having to travel for a while to figure it out, yeah.
Well, before we went live on the air, Bill was telling us about he's got to work tomorrow, and he's going to have to do some work with, you know, water purification stuff, you know, and hydrochloric acid and all that. And we were almost tempted to just cancel the trip tomorrow so that we could go work with Bill for the day.
You don't know what you're missing, man. It's
I know. But I gotta come to Bill because Bill's now, he's talking some smack and he's putting up a friendly wager.
So let me get this straight, Bill. Is this you against all of us?
I've been listening to this for the last 42 minutes, and I'm just going to throw it out there, okay? I'll pick you all on this weekend.
Bill against the world.
Most or biggest?
Most or biggest.
Let's go for most, because Bill definitely won then.
I mean in one person, not the whole crew versus me. But
I was thinking 30 against you. We should have a pretty good chance.
Okay, so best ball, right?
One guy who caught the most, so do something like that. I don't care.
Okay, so we're playing best ball, and we got to beat you. So one of our players has got to beat your score.
Right, there you go.
Okay, so pictures. Yeah, you got to have pictures.
And they can't be jumping.
Yeah, no jumping action today.
Well,
claiming
hey,
the great
is long. Be rules? Rules!
Yeah, we're going to have rules. Got to have rules, man. Yeah.
No,
okay.
It's only Saturday, not tomorrow. You can fish all you want tomorrow. It's Saturday.
Saturday. Well, we're going to be driving tomorrow, so we might get a little fish in tomorrow afternoon. But
so what's the wager then, Bill?
It's got to be something unique.
Like a hat with a big L on it.
we can
right,
do something.
Well, the prize is to be determined, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, to be determined for the prize, and we're going to be going, and this is just for Saturday.
Just for Saturday.
Okay, so no changing the clocks on your cameras and stuff. You know, trying to, you know, put a deep, you know. June 13th fish on February.
I'll be time stamping mine because I'm going to put mine in for Kayak Wars. So if you want to.
Oh, yeah, we are too.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, that's. But I'll take you at your word, you know.
I got some Photoshop skills, Bill. Mad Photoshop.
I got a 12-foot cast net on one of you guys.
Yeah, there you go.
See? Flight all day, and then we'll tally them when you want to tally them up. Sunday, no, you guys will be fishing on Sunday. We'll do it. Let's say we'll do it next week, some like by Monday or Tuesday. Or is that too soon? You guys are going
to
still be traveling?
Yeah, we'll have to do it on Wednesday or Thursday then.
Well, we'll just do it on the next show.
We'll do it on the next show. That's fine.
Yeah.
How about we do this, Bill? We won't do the winner get something. We'll do the loser get something. How about that?
Well,
the loser has to wear the hat with a big L on their profile picture. Yeah, okay.
That one better. Loser has to wear a pair of pink Crocs.
Pink Crocs with a pink boa. All right. And that stays up there for a month.
Well, until our next turn,
until our next wager. You still down?
Okay,
I'll buy you the pink boa.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're on.
Okay. How do we determine who loses, though? So what if Bill loses? It's obvious he's
going to
be
the judge. We need a disinterested third party judge.
But what happens with us? Do we both wear the pink boa?
Well, it's only going to be the person
together.
Off with pink boas, so we can just use his picture.
Doesn't catch the most fish.
Yeah. Who's 978? Just called in. You're on the air.
This is Greg, Hammerhead calling in.
Oh, right. You're driving down,
nice.
Greg. What are you? Are
oh,
you
yeah,
5 hours
in Maryland right now?
In Maryland.
Oh man,
how's the traffic, man?
So far, so good.
All right. And of course, you're using a hands-free device, or you have your wife holding the phone, correct?
I'm a co-pilot right now, so.
Oh well, even better. That's good, man.
That's the best way to ride.
We only want safe actions here. So you got a little late start.
Oh, a little late, but we're making good progress. We'll be there tomorrow morning. So.
Now, Greg, did you catch
Looking
the wager?
Good.
Greg,
did that?
You catch the wager? We've got
wager going. Breaking up.
Okay, we've got a wager going on.
No, I just caught the tail end of the wager.
Okay, so basically, if Bill wins, you're wearing a pink boa.
Okay.
for your profile picture on yakangler.com.
For a month.
Or till the next tournament.
Oh, okay.
It's you.
I can handle that, I'm sure.
We're going to try to catch all the fish, but you're the one that's going to have to wear the boa.
Oh.
Actually, maybe we should make Adam. Adam will wear the pink boa. How does that sound,
okay,
everybody?
Okay, so that's
yeah.
it. That's what we're going to wager, Bill. If we lose,
well,
then Adam.
You got to make it. Whoever didn't show up tonight for the
Adam.
For the radio.
So, and we've got some volunteers from the chat room. Mitchell has volunteered to be the judge, and I guess we can Charlie also judge. So, and this is for yakangler.com pro staff, right? This is. I mean, we don't want to drag innocent bystanders into this, do we?
Oh, no. Greg. No. Greg's an innocent bystander.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't fall into that category
I'll wear the pink bow. Bill, I'll wear the pink bow.
We're going to have to tie two together to get around your head.
That's a big, yeah, I have a big head. I do have a big head. That's a lot of feathers.
That's a lot of feathers. We're going to kill some ducks.
That's a whole flock.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll do this. So if the group of us lose, I'll wear the pink boa. If you lose, you're wearing the pink boa. Is that cool, Bill?
Bill, you still there?
We lost him. We scared him off.
I think we lost Bill. Bill?
I think he's actually searching his closet for other colors of boas that
he
has.
A color croc.
Yeah.
Okay.
He only wants to wear his purple boa, maybe.
Rainbow colored boa.
Rainbow colored, huh? Yeah.
We get on this topic. We went from crabs
to
bananas.
Yeah, we crabs
pink
in our
boas.
Arsenals and pink boas, bananas. And
see what happens when I come down to Atlanta. See, we don't
it's
even.
It's the
talk
Georgia
about
influence, man.
Yeah.
It's the Georgia influence. So, all right. Oh, we got another. Bill, did you make it back?
Yeah, I got dropped for some reason, but I'm back now.
You just ran away, man. We were making another. We had just agreed that you were going to wear pink Crocs and a boa.
I don't know. I kind of like soccer dads.
I don't just plan on winning wearing any of that stuff. We'll be out catching redfish. I don't know what you guys will be doing.
I'm planning my wardrobe.
We're gonna get a new tab on the yakangler.com page. Fashion, right?
There you go.
Okay.
I still think we should volunteer Adam.
Still think we're
let's take a vote. Let's take a vote in the forum, in the chat.
If Bill loses, Adam wears it. If we lose,
Adam wears it. There you go. If you guys are down with that.
Adam automatically loses because he's not going to show up.
And don't tell him until, you guys get ready to go home. Oh, by the way, there's a chance you could be wearing a pink boa.
Okay, so Mitchell, thank Adam.
Everybody's voting for Adam right now. We're going to have to take a screenshot of this. Everybody put Adam down.
Yeah, there you go.
There it goes, man. We got Aaron.
Aaron's got Adam. All right, see?
Well, where is he? Didn't he ride down with you, Mark?
No, he didn't want to come because he's out of the two of us, he's going to ICAST this year, so he's saving his own ICAST. You know.
Where is ICAST going to be this year?
It's in Vegas again.
Oh, it's in Vegas again?
Mm. Yeah. So I think next
year. Next
year
it's in Orlando. Woo!
Yeah, I'll be hitting Orlando if it's in Orlando.
When is it going to be in Orlando?
I believe next year it's in Orlando.
Oh, you broke up again, Gwen?
Next year.
The following year?
Yep.
Yes. The following year in Orlando.
Okay.
I like Charlie's suggestion here. We'll just lie to him and make Adam wear it regardless.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Now, Bill, you can't wear the Yak Angler shirt and a pink boa, though.
Oh, wait a minute. Now we're going to change everything. I don't know.
Is it just pink Crocs and a boa? Because that could be... I could run into some problems with my hosting company.
Yeah, that might be a problem. So you're going to have to wear at least a shirt. So, all right. Well, let's change the subject.
Yeah.
D, what's up with those crabs?
And Chuck, how are those bananas?
They're ripe.
I'm rubbing my eyes, and I'm hot from all this conversation, you know. It's blushing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. Actually, I'm blushing right now, too, but it's not because
everybody's drinking, aren't they?
Yeah. Indeed.
This is a problem.
I'm Asian. I have the whole Asian blush going on right now.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we started with pizza, and we've moved on to the other half of pizza.
Once again, I'd like to make a shout-out to Sweetwater Brewing Company.
Good shout-out.
Well, I'm happy to report that the Yak Angler... that the Yak Angler trailer has made it safely this far, but he didn't put anything on the top racks. So
no, it didn't fall apart. So
no, it didn't.
We're good.
Okay, cool.
I still need to write part two of that.
Yeah,
that story, by the way.
Yeah, I finished it.
Make sure you get a before and after picture when you load that thing up, so we can see what all the kayaks used to look like.
Well, it's made it down to Atlanta, surprisingly. So.
Yeah.
And we had that new Diablo, the Chupacabra, or what is it?
The Chupacabra.
Yeah, the Chupacabra. I once again like to say, Sweetwater Brewing Company. Yeah, so that made it down there. Okay, so I think we're good to go.
Nice.
Yeah, and that thing is shiny. It's like got the gel coat on it.
It is pretty. It's so pretty, though.
Yeah. We're going to put some of that 301 protected on it, and it'll just kind of, it won't even touch the water.
I think you only got like 4 cases left, right?
Yeah.
In Georgia.
I'm going to have to save some. So I'm going to take D and Chuck some of the 301 protected. I've only used a couple of bottles since Lake Harding last year. So. Oh, Mitchell's asking, did you call it the Trojan horse? Your wooden trailer there.
No, it needs to be called the money pit. So basically, I thought...
Can you give us a rundown, an itemized receipt on what you spent on that trailer?
Well, you know, $300 on Craigslist. Sounds like a great deal.
Sounds good.
Let's see. It had like 1-inch tires on it, so I had to put bigger tires on it. Yeah, it had baby tires on it, so I put bigger tires on it. And we welded some stuff on. Fell off a yard sale under the middle of the road. Good stuff. See what else happened. Lots of rust.
It
looks good now, yeah.
Yeah. A little rattle cam paint job.
Yeah, I'm thinking of actually gold plating it.
Cool.
Yeah. So,
because it's worth about that much.
Yeah, or gold. Yeah, let's go with gold leaf.
Okay.
Yeah. So So I think actually I'm thinking of taking the second mortgage out of my
house. I only paid $850 for my Malone.
Yeah, I think I'm at $6,000 probably now. Maybe $6,000-$7,000 for my used trailer on Craigslist.
For a Craigslist trailer?
Yeah, it's great.
It's awesome, you know? Man.
I think I am. Yeah, I'm going to spray 301 all over it and you know, make it a shiny black rusted trailer.
That'll be good. So get some more pictures on there for you. David just caught the one-inch tire remark.
Yeah, yeah, they were big. I think they pulled them off a
skateboard. They always do that.
Oh, they pulled them off what? I'm sorry, you broke up.
Oh, I just said the tires were about the size of the skateboard wheels. Yeah, they're big things.
Skateboard wheels.
And actually, I didn't realize that in order to be legal, you had to have fenders. So we had to have.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, we attempted to weld those on, and I won't go into great detail of who welded them on. He's rather short and looks like a kid. But then, you know, I think I got 100 yards down the road, and I had a yard sale. One went flying. It was in the middle of the intersection. Good times. Duct tape. Yes,
I didn't see an inch of duct tape on that trailer.
No, there's no duct tape. Now we could have duct taped the fenders on it. They might have stayed on there better than the weld job that we did.
All right.
Yeah, it sounds like TV production to me.
Yeah, definitely.
So
it was a learning experience.
It's parked in my front yard now here in central Georgia, so it fits right in with the scenery. But anyways, we've run through about an hour here, and it's about time to go out to the garage refrigerator again.
Yeah.
So
Sweetwater Brewing Company.
And we've got Rob is going to be on here in another 2 hours. There's his laws.
Yeah. You know what's the worst thing is? It's a Kentucky law. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
We don't even have laws in Kentucky.
That's
you
right.
Know, I'm surprised we don't just drag it down the road. Who needs wheels? That's how we roll in Kentucky.
That's it. Oh, Bob's going to be on.
Hey, just heard of a word of warning when you guys hit the Florida line. Watch your speed, because the troopers were out in force on 90. You guys are going to be coming down 95, right?
No, I think we're gonna come down 75, then we're gonna take 16 across and pick up 23. Have you ever done that?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. You won't see a living soul on 16 from Atlanta.
Mitchell, how do you know about my spare tire?
Yeah.
The only thing you'll see on 16 maybe is a grumpy, mean beagle, but that's another story.
Yeah,
but,
you told me that one the other day. The grumpy beagle story. So,
but,
watch
when you get, when you get in there, watch your speed, because there were some troopers out there.
So Mitchell is saying go 75 to 10 and bring and come in across 10. What do you think, Bill? You've driven enough from Atlanta.
That's going to add about it'll add about a half an hour.
Yeah.
But
then I won't get to take Mark and his crew through Vidalia, Georgia.
Yeah, I mean if you fall asleep, you'll miss Vidalia, but
give me some onions.
Yeah, you want some onions?
Oh, make sure you take a left there. Is that Hammerhead?
Yeah.
Please go left at the next light.
There's construction on every highway in Georgia. I've never seen so many orange cones in my life with no work going on.
Greg, you missed your turn.
Recalculating.
Recalculating route.
So, yeah, they just put those out, Bill. Actually, it's a new program that Georgia Tech has got going. They plant them.
Yeah.
And they're growing orange cones here in Georgia now.
It's an orange cone study to see how
That's
long
right.
they last on the highway.
Yes.
They're
That's right.
everywhere.
All right.
And I never see anybody working.
That's your tax dollars at work right there.
That's right. But the great governor of Florida there, I heard today on the news, gave back $3 billion to the government.
He's an idiot.
High-speed railroad
yeah,
from Tampa to Orlando.
No yeah. high-speed rail anymore.
I don't need it. I was going to use it.
You were going to use it?
Nobody's going to use that thing. And then they're going to build it smack right on top of I-4, which is already too crowded. So it was a get rid of it. They don't need it. It'd have been
right.
a nightmare.
Soccer Dad still insists I don't need fenders.
He's still working on
He's
the
all
fenders.
About fenders. He's drinking and talking about fenders. So
all
we
right,
got
guys,
Soccer Dad drinking, talking about fenders. We got, Hammerhead doesn't know which way he's going. He's not listening to his GPS. What a great day.
Yeah. All right. We've been wasting a whole hour here. And orange cones free to soccer coaches. Bill can tell you where they're all at, Soccer Dad. You can go get all you want.
Oh, the big ones, too. They're the real giant ones.
All right. Hey, is there a category for that in Kayak Wars? Orange cones?
But they have
yeah.
to be jumping.
You got to be jumping. If you hold the cone up and take a picture of it, you get credit for it.
Yeah, you get extra points then.
We'll have to do that on our way down tomorrow. All right.
This is Kayak Fishing Radio. I don't think, have we talked about kayaks or fishing? Maybe we did.
We
I
talked
we
a little
did.
Bit about fishing.
Okay, we did for a second.
Yeah, we did
okay.
talk about fishing for a little bit. So. So,
be
safe.
Yeah.
You taking off, Bill?
Have a good one and, catch them up. Well, don't catch too many. But.
Okay. Well, we're gonna be watching the Saturday's post on Kayak Wars now. See what you yep. see what you put up.
Yep. You can read it and weep.
You know what? We're gonna stop at Bass Pro and Macon tomorrow, and we're gonna get you some of those little ammo rocks. All right.
Actually, I'm gonna go ahead and grab the pink bow out of Chuck's. Out of Chuck's room. Go ahead and give it to you, Bill.
Okay. Wow. Go ahead. I'm man enough to admit I got a pink bow. I ain't scared.
Got a pink bow.
Hey, you know, the Hulk had one.
That's right.
I know, that's not the Hulk. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Hulk Hogan. Yeah, he had a pink bow. Hulk Hogan, he had a pink bow, didn't
he? Pink bow.
Yeah.
Whatever.
This is his old brother.
Yeah, old brother. All right. Well, we've wasted a whole other hour. We talked a little bit about kayak fishing, and we're going to Jacksonville tomorrow, and
we'll be there till Tuesday.
That's right.
Meet us down there.
That's right.
So, or up there, whichever way you live, you know. Could be
okay.
up, could be down.
Don't forget to show up if you're interested, or at least catch the podcast for late show tonight. We've got Randy Vining, the River Pirate, Georgia River Pirate. He's going to be on with Rob tonight talking about bass fishing in central Georgia and the rivers and stuff. And we've got great bass fishing here in Georgia.
And Landing Crew
yes.
will be live.
And Landing Crew will be live with Rob there. So y'all join in. And if we see you down in Jacksonville, we've got some stickers for you. So, and D, Chuck, we'll see you guys on Sunday. We'll probably talk to you before then.
All right.
That's it, boys and girls. Tight line, and we'll
see
have
you guys tomorrow.
Yep, we'll see you tomorrow.
Once again,
later, guys.
This is brought to you by Sweetwater
Good
Brewing
night,
Company.
Good night.